Next patient is Thurston Kabaj. That is Thurston, T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N, Thurston. T as in Thomas, T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N. Thurston Kabaj is C-U, C as in cat, C-U-B-B-A-G-E, B as in boy. Kabaj, C-U-B-B-A-G-E. Date of birth is 12/20/59. Date of visit is 5/5/25. Please make copy for Augusto De Leon. Augusto, A-U-G-U-S-T-O. Augusto De Leon, D-E-L-E-O-N, M-D. Augusto, A-U-G-U-S-T-O. Augusto De Leon. Next paragraph. Dear Augusto, thank you for sending Thurston Kabaj for formal evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is history of COPD and short breath. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is let's see. This is a 65-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking. Also has persistent cough with thick sputum production and has had wheezing and chest tightness. The patient has been followed by a pulmonologist at St. Augustine and has had sputum cultures done in the past, which showed evidence of gram-negative colonization, including Pseudomonas aeruginosa on sputum culture. And he has been treated with Levaquin as well as Tobramycin nebs. Presently, he is not taking any antibiotics. And states he has cough, shortness of breath, sputum production, and denies fevers, chills, or hemoptysis. He also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which he uses a auto-PAP setup at night with good relief. The patient has been followed by the infectious disease physician and recently had a sputum culture sent, which showed no evidence of Pseudomonas and had normal flora. Next paragraph, past history. This patient's past history includes history of hernia repair in the left inguinal area. He has a history of aortic valve replacement with a tissue valve, history of hemorrhoid surgery, nasal septal repair. He also has hypertension, history of DVT and pneumonia. He had a lumbar disc fusion done in the past. He has hyperlipidemia. Next, allergies, none listed. Next. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day. Two and a half pack per day for 40 years and has quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next, family history. Father died of COPD and had history for anemia. I'm sorry. History for an aneurysm of the aorta. Mother had a hip fracture and passed away. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fever, fatigue, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or chronic pains. Has hay fever and has shortness of breath, no wheezing. Has sad marasmap disease and no rectal bleed. Denies diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. She has palpitations and leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks, easy bruising, just joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list. Lysix 20 milligrams BID. Gentovin 7.5 milligrams daily to alternate with 5 milligrams. Lisinopril 2.5 milligrams today. Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily. And Noro inhaler, one puff daily. Recently finished a course of antibiotics. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. Has some wheezing and coughing spells. No chest or jaw pain. She has joint pains, muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 288, saturation 98. HE India, normal phallic pupils react. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracically. Chest equal movements with degree excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart sounds regular, as one as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number 2 is pulmonary nodules. Etiology undetermined. Next line, number 3 is hypertension. And number 4 is history of DVT. Next. Can you add in the final diagnosis? History of DVT. Multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is history of DVT. Number 5, history of diabetes. Next plan, the patient has been advised to lose weight. Also advised to come in for bronchoscopy to evaluate the lower airways. She will continue with, he will continue with Gentovin 7.5 milligrams daily. And was given love confined at Malgam's daily for 10 days with a refill. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Augusto De Leon, D-E-L-E-O-N. De Leon, Augusto, A-U-G-U-S-T-O. Thank you for this conversation. Start this with that.